There's no reason to work so hard raking leaves. Make the leaves work for you. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Shred them up and use them in the lawn and garden for many applications as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Picking up a big pile of leaves to jump into is fun. But once you're done, don't burn the leaves or set them out on the curb. Shred them up and add them to your soil and gardens. Leaves feed earthworms and beneficial organisms and lighten heavy soils. David Robson is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Illinois. He says you can use a leaf shredder or a leaf vac to pulverize the leaves. Another easy way to shred them is to run over them with the mower until they're in little pieces. You can then toss them onto the compost pile, but Robson likes to work in shredded leaves as a soil amendment.
Whether it's in your flower garden, vegetable garden, you're planting your tree, if you just shred your leaves and let them fall between your grass, it's going to add organic matter to the soil for your turf. It's also going to add maybe some thatch there, but as long as your turf soil is healthy, over time that's going to break down and you're going to end up with some wonderful, rich soils that'll be great for establishing and growing a good lawn.
Used as mulch, shredded leaves protect bulbs and perennials over the winter while building organic matter. Lay down thick layers of leaves between rows in your garden, and you'll have a walkway.
The problem with shredded leaves as a garden path is that sooner or later you get to the point where they break down too much, or they dry and they blow away. If you mix shredded leaves with, let's say, some shredded bark, shredded tree materials that are a little less likely to be windblown, a little bit bigger, I think you probably end up with a nicer type of path.
It's best to avoid leaves from trees in the nut family, such as walnut or hickory. They may have toxins that are harmful to some plants. Find more tips on how to make shredded leaves work for you at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.